Overseas to the search for the Malaysian Airlines plane, and the United States has now dispatched a warship to the Indian Ocean in a new expansion of the already vast search area. It's now 6 days since the plane and its 239 passengers and crew went missing on a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. The White House says there's unconfirmed data of aircraft signals emitted by the jet that place it 4 or 5 hours west of its supposed flight path. At the same time, a lawyer with decades of experience in airline disaster compensation has launched a stinging attack on Malaysia's handling of the tragedy. American Floyd Wisner represented families in the crash of Air France Flight 447 in the Atlantic 5 years ago. He says the Malaysians will face billions of dollars of damages from relatives of passengers and crew.
My perspective is from the perspective of the families. I've spent the greatest part of my career representing families of victims of airplane crashes. And I have, no one really knows what they go through, but I've sat across kitchen tables in the living rooms with many, many families and have seen the agony of a loss like this. And to not know what's happening and to not know what's happened to your loved ones is just makes it so much worse. And it's very important that they just get answers, that they just get told what's going on. There's a lot of different information being thrown about. The authorities don't seem to know what's going on. You've got the United States FAA saying that there's an airworthiness directive that applies to the Boeing aircraft about structural inspections. You've got Boeing who's saying, no, it doesn't apply to this particular aircraft. You've got Malaysia Air who says, well, we don't know if we did that inspection or not. How do you not know something like that? Couldn't you have reviewed your maintenance records by now?
Is it plausible in your mind that in an aviation area such as Southeast Asia around the Malacca Straits, that it would be impossible for nation states to have satellite and other tracking technology to identify where a jet could be after 6 days?
No, that's not impossible. It just seems, now I know I'm a layman and I'm not the expert that they are, but doesn't it sound unusual to you? You know, I represented families of victims of the Atamair crash, which was in 2005, 9 years ago, and that was lost, you know, between two cities in Indonesia over the ocean. Then I represented families of victims of the Air France crash in 2009, 5 years ago. And have we not learned anything? We could put a man on the moon. Look at what we can do with this age of internet and cell phones, and we can't find the jumbo jet.
What is your take on the pressure that Beijing appears to be putting on Malaysia, exerting almost superpower status in the region, but not being able to get the Malaysians to find the wreck, even when they're presenting them with possible satellite images?
You know, there's the majority of passengers on that plane are Chinese, and I'm sure the Chinese government's very concerned. I don't know. I'm sure the Malaysian government is trying, but, you know, that's their state airline, Malaysia Air. Is this the best they can do? And where is Boeing, the manufactured aircraft? What have we heard from them?
Would the families of those presumed lost in this aircraft disappearance, would they be entitled to claim aggravated damages given the 6 days of agonizing over where this aircraft is so far?
Perhaps. I certainly would try on their behalf. I sure would. They're going to have claims against the airline. That'll be under an international treaty, the Montreal Convention. And then they will have a claim against Boeing as the aircraft manufacturers.
And presumably that could extend to include Rolls-Royce, the maker of the engines.
Yes, very good point.
So in toto, though, is Malaysian Airlines perhaps considering itself now the target of a massive international litigation?
Oh, I'm sure they must be. They're insured in London, and I'm sure the London market's thinking about that.
How much could an airline face in terms of legal costs if it's lost as many as 239 passengers and crew? What sort of quantum are you looking at?
I would say $500 million or more.
Will it be difficult to pursue that sort of damages, given that it's an Asian country, it may have been lost in another jurisdiction, the manufacturer is from the United States, the engine maker is from Europe. There's a lot of different jurisdictions here.
Absolutely right. That's the type of work I do all the time, and it requires a certain expertise. You have to know what you're doing. But yes, you certainly can do it, and it can be done. The kicker is that the Montreal Convention, the international treaty, will govern where you can bring a suit against Malaysia Airlines. And generally, it's in the jurisdiction where either the passengers reside or the tickets were bought or the place of destination or the home of the airline, which means that the Chinese passengers generally will have to bring suit in China, the Malaysian passengers in Malaysia, etc. The difference will be the claim against the manufacturer, Boeing, can be brought anywhere, particularly in Boeing's home state of Illinois, which is, of course, my home.
What happens, though, if this airplane is never discovered, if it remains missing and a wreck is never found?
That's a very good question. We actually litigated the and resolved the Adam Air lawsuit even before the wreckage ultimately was found in that case. We resolved the Air France case as the air wreckage was being recovered. So it's possible, but difficult.
So in a sense, what you're saying is you don't need bodies and wreckage in order to pursue lawsuits on behalf of the relatives.
That's true. You don't.
That's Floyd Wisner, the aviation attorney, speaking from Florida.